Hello, everybody. It's a Friday. I have Cole Leggett with me.
Hello.
Yep. And... just give me a second. Today we're going to be talking about some conspiracy theories. Because why not? I guess. Hopefully we got some interesting stuff for you today. You can just vibe out and... know, you can think about it yourself, but I suppose we'll just get into it. So I don't know, you want to go first?
Yeah, because mine are shorter.
Fine.
Well, the first one I found is basically like how everyone says the moon landing is fake and that America basically faked it to flex on Russia, because Russia had the first person in space. So America was just like, fuck it. Look, we got a man on the moon.
Yeah, they were trying to get ahead in those.
In the space race.
Space race. Because we gotta be better than Russia and China. And
yeah.
All of them. We gotta be the best. We have to. It's simple. Okay, so mine is kind of crazy. Actually, you know what? That's crazy, though. Because, you know, I think the moon landing, it would be cool if it was real. I'd like to think it was real. That's what I believe. I believe it was real. But I don't doubt it could have been fake.
Yeah, I could see why they did. But, like, the amount of shit they would have had to do to fake it. Like, they had blueprints for the rockets and, like... plans on how to like get up there and what to do.
Yeah, if you're gonna lie to like the entire world, you gotta make sure shit's like,
yeah,
shit looks like legit.
Like if they were gonna waste all that energy faking going to the moon, they could have just went to the moon.
Exactly.
So I don't think it was fake. But
and why haven't we gone back since? We start putting some moon bases on there. We start, I don't know. Yeah, we gotta get on the moon, man.
I'll go live on the moon.
What happens when we run out of cheese?
We gotta go to the moon to get more.
Yeah, exactly. Start industrial mining. Okay, well, anyways. Mine is about a hollow earth. You're probably like, what in the Sam absolute fuck does that even mean? Well, it means the earth is hollow, dumbass. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. So, alright, so the story starts that in 1741, this Norwegian-Danish author, his name is Ludvig Holberg, oh god, published Klimi Iter Subterraneum. Basically, it was a satirical science fiction fantasy novel detailing the adventures of its hero Niels Klim in a utopian society existing beneath the surface of the Earth. Peter Fitting, author of Subterranean Worlds, a critical anthology, explores Holberg's book in the wider context of the Hollow Earth theory. So, what does that all mean? Let me find out. All right, so in 1818, John Cleves Sims Jr. issued his circular number 1, sending copies to each notable foreign government, just basically telling him what he declared about Hollow Earth. He says, "I declare that the earth is hollow and habitable within, containing a number of solid concentric spheres, one within the other, and it is open at the poles, 12 or 16 degrees. I pledge my life in support of this truth and am ready to explore the hollow if the world were to support and aid me in the undertaking." So yeah, he was asking for help, like funding and stuff, so he could take a trip down there and see what it's about. I don't know which guy it is, but apparently there was a guy who at some point during like some kind of Air Force or military type thing, he basically flew by, I think it's the South Pole, and he declared that there was just like a hole, and he saw inside, and it was the middle of the earth, but it had like shit like aliens, UFOs, like living dead, like mythical creatures like ogres and giants and stuff like that. So like all that and then some. So yeah, that's the Hollow Earth theory. If you're interested more about it, I suggest you just look it up. It's pretty interesting. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah, it's obviously...
So I feel like, especially now, someone would have, like, found it.
I think the deal with that is, like, the territory where it would be is, like... I don't know, divided up and owned really weird between nations of the world, so nobody's really been able to go explore it if they want to, so...
Maybe it's because the governments want to keep it hidden.
Exactly. They are... Freaking Trump's probably down there booling with, like... I don't know, aliens. I don't know. But yeah. Obviously, that theory is... probably thinking like that is literally impossible, what waste of my time, but you never really know how anything in the world works. You never know, like, I think we see everything like surface level, so who knows what's going on beneath surface level. Like, there could be so many crazier shit that like humans just don't understand that's happening. I think that's crazy.
And even if it's not, like, if that is not the South Pole, who's to say there isn't one of those, like, in the ocean somewhere?
True.
Just because we haven't found shit down there.
Exactly. Ocean's scarier than space, for sure, I think. So.
I had one where, so, like, the Nazis were super fascinated with, like, alien life. And trying to find out, like, if there's, like, a super race. And they were, like, super ahead of us in, like, aircrafts and stuff. So a bunch of people speculated that there is, like, a Nazi base on the moon. Where they would, like, try to contact aliens and look for stuff that would show evidence of aliens. And... basically, they didn't find anything, so they, like, moved all their, like, UFOs and stuff to, like, a base in Antarctica. Because they did have a base in Antarctica that was for, like, studying weather patterns, but they ended up, I don't know if they, like, abandoned it or what, but no one's really been there. So they think it's just, like, filled with UFOs and stuff.
Could be.
Which is pretty interesting.
I think the Nazis have to do something with the Hollow Earth, too.
Yeah. Because it was, like, up by the South Pole where they had their base.
Yeah. There's definitely a video I watched where it said, like... I don't know. They might have had something, some kind of knowledge of it. But, yeah, look it up on YouTube or something. So, this one's kind of stupid. Eminem looks nothing like he used to. And you know why that is? Do you want to know why that is? Well, this conspiracy says that the real Slim Shady died of an overdose or in a car crash. Perhaps after spurning an invite to join the Illuminati. There is no evidence of any of that, though. but he was known to have suffered through several years of pill addiction and did overdose in 2007. So the Eminem we see today is either a cloned or android version of him. The case is made with photos of Eminem's changing face, changing that could be changes that could more reasonably be chalked up to weight gain, weight loss, addiction, and aging. What is this? Ooh. Apparently there was a video that was supposed to explain some kind of glitch, but it has been deleted. Or the account that posted it had been deleted, so who knows?
I saw one where it was like, I didn't really look into it, but I saw a bunch of videos on it where, like, in, I don't know if it's just bigger cities or if it's all over, but there's a store called Mattress Firm, and there's literally, like, 10 within, like, a mile of each other, like, it's nuts, and people think it's like, a business that's just used for, like, money laundering. Because none of the, like, there's never any customers there. So people think, because mattresses are expensive, so they could turn in, like, $500,000 to the bank and just be like, yeah, we sold a bunch of mattresses, but it's really, like, just, like, an underground business. Like, I don't really know what for, but...
Maybe not, drug cartel? Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I don't think there needs to be an entire business specifically for mattresses.
And all so close to each other. Yeah. Like, it's just nuts.
That's crazy.
I believe that one, because there is a thing where, like, all, like, the managers and CEOs quit around the same time. And, like...
Yeah, that's sketchy. Yeah, like, you never, like, there's so much shit going on, like, behind the scenes of just, like, everyday normal life like that.
Yeah.
Like, not saying it's true or anything, but there's, like, who knows how many pyramid schemes are really out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's heavy. So, maybe Shakespeare didn't write his plays. Maybe he
had a ghostwriter.
Yeah, he had a ghostwriter. He's just pimping the royalties. So, could William Shakespeare, a lowly commoner from Stratford, have actually written the plays that he says he wrote? How would he have known the intricacies of the legal system? Or had the knowledge to sprinkle his works with references to Latin and Greek sources? These are two questions that vex those who believe Shakespeare did not and could not have written the works that he did. So, if he didn't, who did? This article says, Sir Francis Bacon. He's just a philosopher. And he could have wrote plays with a couple of his buddies, all disgruntled politicians, and shielded their identities. The proof? Secret codes embedded in Shakespeare's work. Now, I don't know shit about codes embedded in Shakespeare's work, but I definitely believe, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Shakespeare is just kind of an enigma of a person, but I don't know. About like that 27 Club.
Oh yeah, that shit's weird.
Yeah, like Kurt Cobain and who else was it? So it's like the 27 Club is a list consisting mostly of popular musicians, artists, or actors who died at age 27. Yeah, probably just weird coincidence, but I don't know, man. Illuminati, you never know.
That shit's weird.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that it's all, like, famous people, and, like, it seemed like most of them were, like, just getting famous.
Yeah, maybe they had, like, a few years of fame, a few years under the limelight, and maybe they get too aware of what the industry's really like or something, then they just get canned. Oh, but did you hear, apparently there was a scientist or something, who either made a vaccine or was, like, making breakthroughs on a vaccine for COVID-19, and then, like, a week later or something, she died, and they say it was a suicide.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, but, like, how they found her and shit like that, it doesn't, like, make sense for it to be a suicide. And so, you think about cancer, like, I honestly believe the cure for cancer has been invented or whatever for, like, at least a while now, but, like, they're not gonna give it to the public because, like, cancer is, like, so profitable.
Yeah. Because
people pay so much for chemo and stuff, so.
Didn't they make a Family Guy episode like that?
Yeah.
Where, like, they had the cure for cancer, but only, like, billionaires could have it.
Yeah, it was freaking Lois's dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that shit, I'm positive the government has its secrets. But, like I said, I always say, who knows? Who really knows? Not me, but we can talk about it. So, I don't know. I guess that's what we got today. Hopefully that was interesting to you. Got you thinking about maybe some secret shit going on in the world. Having a good time. Damn, I gotta clip my nails. But yeah. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Cole Leggett, for joining me this Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So we'll leave you with that. Have a beautiful day. Much love. Thanks for tuning in. Peace out.